The information, opinions, and recommendations presented on Behind the Book podcast are for entertainment purposes only. This podcast should not be used for professional gambling advice. Behind the Book podcast does not reflect the views of Ameristar Casino Resort Spa Blackhawk or Penn Entertainment. Must be 21 or over to gamble. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
Alrighty, welcome everyone to Behind the Book podcast. This is a podcast brought to you by the team here at Ameristar Blackhawk. We are joined with Mr. Kevin Hearn, Player Development Manager, Riley Zopfi, the Marketing Communications Administrator. I am Caleb Drain, the Promotions Administrator, and we have at Gilly the One, Gilbert Riley, Executive Casino Host. What's going on, guys?
Dude, that was the best intro. You should do that every single time. Wow, that was very professional.
I do have a serious question, though. Because you say it all the time, and I'd never correct anyone. Do you guys seriously think it's Zopfi?
Well, why haven't you...
Zopfi?
It's Zuffy.
Zuffy?
What? No.
I thought y'all were joking with me. I did not know that's how you guys thought it's actually said.
So, Zuffy.
Yeah.
This is, like, more groundbreaking than, like, Kelsey and Kels. Like...
Yeah. We asked you, though, one time.
No, you
time.
Didn't. You've never asked me.
On a prior episode, no. We asked you... And you pronounce it Zopfi.
I never have said that, no.
Oh, that was disrespecting you, man. We're so sorry. Well, please tell the Zopfi crew, the family crest.
Zuffy.
I'm sorry, tell the Zuffy. Thank you. Tell the Zuffy crew that we're sorry. We apologize. That's not how we didn't become
funny.
Off.
I thought it was a joke the whole time until Caleb started saying, I'm like, oh my God, they actually think that's how my name is said.
Because we were told that. I swear I thought you told us that.
No, because everyone says that. They either say Zopfi or... I can't even say it the other way, but yeah.
And you're just such a nice guy, you didn't correct anybody.
Or right, just because no one ever gets it right.
Well,
anyways.
Just throwing out the name thing, I have a very special skill of mispronouncing names when I'm on the floor. So that's my excuse.
But you say it with such confidence that you believe it. Like, I think Riley almost thought that that's how you pronounce his last name because you say it with such like conviction and confidence. And that's how you do on the drawing floor. Guys, to segue in, we have a lot going on in the NBA. We have the playoffs that are... pretty much battened down. We have the last play-in game to decide who's going to be the eighth seed on the Western Conference. We have the Pelicans playing the Kings. Pels are currently -1 without Zion on a money line at -112 right now. How do you guys feel about that? What do you think is going on with that game? Do the Pels cover? Vegas obviously thinks so. What do you think?
Whoa. Did you just say Zion's not playing tonight?
Zion's not playing, man. He is. I'm pretty sure he's ruled out. Let me just triple check that. But what do you guys think?
Kings all the way. They're too good.
Without Zion, I'm going with Kings. I'm changing everything up.
Even with Zion, I would have took the Kings.
He killed it last game, didn't he?
Well, if you're taking the Kings are +1. So
he's out with a hamstring injury. So, yep, he is 100% ruled out.
It's the playoffs, man. Why are you out?
But he was like limp. I think he was limping like towards the end of his last game. So I think he like legitimately strained himself.
Do you know how hard it is to play on a pulled hammy? It's almost near impossible.
Come on now.
Nope. There's
they
no.
They got
come
all
on
these
now.
Special drugs they can pump into you. Ice that thing up and get out on the court. This is the playoffs.
No.
Well, it's not great for the Pelicans. Just looking at some random stats, the road team has won each of its last 10 games at the Pelicans. And none of these are very beneficial. They are on a 8-game losing streak as the favorite the Pelicans are. So Sacramento +1 looks pretty nice. The Pelicans have failed to cover the spread in the last of its 6 home games. Like, things aren't looking... Just based on stats alone, the Pelicans are not it for me. I just can't do it for the Pelicans.
No, man, you got to understand.
Can't give them justice. Kings all the way.
Like Kev said, Zion went... He scored 40 points. He went off last game. 40 points, 17 for 27. Was a rebound monster with 11 rebounds. They're going to miss that. Like, there's no question that I don't think they're going to survive. And it's crazy that, you know... Now that I kind of look at the line, so Pels are -112 on the money line, but Sacramento is -104. So they're both on minus lines. So, I mean, you would think, even though the juice is more on the Pelican side, Kings, you got to go with the Kings. Like, I think they have all the firepower in the world. Like me and Riley said, I think they have the most potential out of all the like kind of lower ended seeds, especially in the Western Conference. Kings -104 is probably the move for sure. They just have too much. I guess I think they have more chemistry than the Pels do without Zion. Again, they're going to miss that. 11 rebounds, 40 points, and they lost pretty, it was kind of close for the Lakers game, I want to say. I can't remember the end score.
110-106.
Yeah, so I mean, they're without that 40 that Zion's going to provide for them, no question, man. The smart move is got to be the Sacramento Kings on this one.
Did Ingram play last game? I don't think he did.
Oh, I thought he did. But
could be wrong. I just heard something on the...
Ingram is like, he's their second. Yeah, he played 23 minutes, scored 13 points, 5 rebounds. And he was kind of their guy earlier in the season, and then it was Zion. So they kind of traded off, and they still have CJ McCollum, which people forget about. I think he was always good, not a bad player. It's just you got Dante Sabonis.
Yeah, but CJ, but again, on the other cusp of that, CJ only got 9 points, dude. He didn't do anything. He got 6 assists, which he was a kind of a, you know, facilitator in that, but he didn't do anything on that last game neither. So I don't know, man. I think he kind of flunked out on that. And then also, speaking of flunkies, the Warriors.
Wah, wah, wah.
Warriors are done. They're a dynasty of 10 years ago, right? They're a dynasty of 5 years ago. They're what are our thoughts on the Warriors and what do you think they're doing? Are they over? Are they cooked?
I think they got to do something different. I mean, I get you have like your, I don't even know if you want to call them their big three, but I mean, Clay is still your like superstar, or not Clay. Steph's still your superstar. Clay, I don't know what's going on with him.
Clay's on.
He shot what, 0 for 8?
Yeah, he was bad.
Dude, unacceptable. Bad. That dude, he went 0 for 10, 0 for 6 from the 3, and he had 4 rebounds. That was his claim to fame. 0 points in a whole game that he played, 32 minutes.
I'm not going to lie. I can go out there and shoot 0 for 8. I mean, a lot of people can. So, and I know everybody has their down games and all that, but
it's been a down season. He's had a bad season. It's been one season.
He's been hurt, and then like he took like three years to come back from one knee. Yeah. And I mean, like it happens, but like, and it's unfortunate to see. But I think Clay's decline. I don't see him staying with the Warriors. I know they had a lot of history and all that, but I think if the Warriors and like Steph Curry want to have a very beneficial season, they need something way different. And I don't know. I'm here to see it though. You know, everyone roots for the Giant to fall.
Do you want to see him in other jerseys, though?
Play?
I just would feel weird. I think they just need to be celebrated as a team. They're homegrown teams don't happen too often.
And then unfortunately, maybe he thinks about retirement, you think?
I would like to see that.
In his 11 seasons so far, this was his third lowest scoring season. So, like, I mean, I didn't know he's been in the NBA for 11 seasons. I didn't know he was that old. Holy crap.
About Clay, right?
Yeah.
So he's averaging, what, I think 17 points?
17.9.
Yeah, is what I read up. So, I don't know. I mean, I think Clay still has it in him. You know, I think Steph is forever kind of goated. Steph is one of my favorite NBA players in general. Like, you know, you talk about innovators. We always talk about that. He changed the game for the greater good, you know, in my opinion. So, Steph, I think, will still kind of do his thing. Clay can be, though, inconsistent. I think he could find his role somewhere else. The bigger one, when you talk about the big three, is Draymond. Do you see Draymond in another jersey? Do you see him going elsewhere?
No.
He's not in this for the money, man. He's in this for, I want to say throwing hands, but...
Yeah, peer enforcer. Like that, I mean, that's, yeah,
he's
that's
the enforcer,
role.
Man. I don't think he cares about the money, so I don't see him leaving. I think he'll take like a vet min if he really wants to. And I mean, what other affiliations does he have other than like the Warriors? And then he went to school at Michigan State, but
that's it. Man, he's his whole career has been with the Warriors.
Yeah,
Draymond's been in since 2012. His whole career there. But same with Clay and Steph though, or Clay and Steph though, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like, Clay, you've seen him around. Like he's definitely like made appearances and all that stuff. But like I mean, like maybe Draymond isn't as well versed in the pop culture community. But like I remember seeing like Clay at like Golden Globes and like back when he like broke all those like shooting records and stuff. So like Clay, I think might want to move around. He seems a little bit more.
I think you get the most
loyal, less loyal,
and plus bang for your buck. Yeah, like I feel like he would be the one that would move around. Like, how do you justify getting rid of Steph Curry? Right, you could justify getting rid of the other two. I feel like, but you can't justify getting rid of Steph Curry. Like, I mean, he's a staple.
The only way Steph leaves is if he forces himself to leave, but they'll never let him leave.
He's going to leave by retiring. That's the only way. Exactly. And also, he's on the tail end of his career. He's pushing older 30s now. I think he's what, 34?
He's like what? 3-4 years younger than LeBron. Like, it's,
yeah,
it's pretty wild
getting up there. And honestly, just looking at this now, Draymond had a pretty decent season. Like, he averaged almost 40% from three.
One technical per game. I'm okay. kidding.
It's just unreliable.
Yeah. If he figures out the whole like attitude thing, he's actually not that bad of a player. He averaged 6 assists, 7 rebounds. Like, he's a consistent role player.
And he's exciting to watch.
And like, he's phenomenal on defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to go to the Lakers watch. Well, he's in love with LeBron.
So it's crazy. So I was about to get back on my first basket kicks again, and I was just a smidge too late before tip off to place the bet. Last game for them playing the Kings, and he shot a three-point first basket made, and I had it queued up in my bet section, and I just missed it by the tip. Like, I was like, oh no, my TV was behind essentially, right? Because I'm streaming, so my Hulu, shout out to Hulu, man, let me get a deal out there. They it was behind, man, and I didn't realize it until it blocked it out, and as soon as I saw him dish it out to Draymond, I'm like, oh man, he's gonna shoot the three, which I had it queued up at, it was like plus 2,800 for 3-point by method of, yeah,
that's crazy.
And I'd have threw a full unit on it, so I'd have been up, but I was kind of disappointed in that. On to the next, though. It is what it is. Warriors are done. You know, I think, you know, you got Steph Curry out there, great coach, right? Kerr is gonna do what he does. He's gonna eventually, I think, you know, I feel like he's gonna continue to coach into a well red team, right? I think he's going to get some people out there. So, like I said, on to the next. It is what it is. It is not Minnesota Timberwolves time. I will tell you that. Yes, it's Nuggets Nation out here, baby.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Hey, if the Timberwolves win the first series, the Nuggets win the first series, they play each other. So,
can you imagine the heat that we can that we can just like fire off at each other if that does happen?
It's going to happen. Although I'm kind of scared because we play the Suns the first round. Couldn't think of anyone worse to play the first round.
Suns are bums, dude. But if anybody's going to zonk out, it's going to be them. You can't count Timberwolves just because of the firepower that the Timberwolves have, dude. Like, I hate to say it because they are, I think they're one of the Nuggets' problems for sure. But you can't, they're like one of my other favorite teams, man. Like, I mean, I can't go against Anthony Edwards. He's arguably
insane, yeah.
He's my second favorite player in the league, and I've went on record saying that. So, I don't know, man. I think Minnesota is the only thing I hate Gobert.
But the thing is, though, is we don't have any playoff experience. We're going against Suns that have Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker all have playoff experience. We have zero. And we're, oh, actually, that I don't know if Karl Anthony Towns is coming back or not.
Yeah, remember we said he is coming back. He will. He should be back.
that will be huge because when he. I mean, we still played good, but not as good with him because he's a huge presence. Like, he's a forward that can shoot the three and drive to the basket.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets rebounds.
When you get him back, which you will, like I said, he will come back. If not for game 1, I would assume game 2 for sure. When you get him back, that's going to be a problem. And the Suns, like, you know, like I said, you talk about the playoff experience, but realistically, dude, like the whole season, they've shown garbage chemistry with each other. So I think they're easily bounced out, especially by the Timberwolves. That,
I don't know, it's going to be interesting.
They have the juice. I think the Timberwolves have the juice. They have the momentum.
Well, just a little more fun facts. The Suns have won 10 of their last 11 games against the Timberwolves.
Oh, great.
Throw that out
there. This is great to hear. Gosh.
I mean, I wouldn't take that all too hard just because that stretches over multiple seasons. But, I mean, most of these stats, everything's kind of just balanced between, I mean, most bettors, it looks like the win probability is at about 52% for Minnesota. So it seems like a fairly even matchup. So, I mean, that's good going into this. But, I mean,
yeah, like, and we have the stuff. First two games at home. I feel like that helps a lot because we really build off our home crowd because, I mean, mm-hmm. Timberwolves fans are dying for something. We haven't had any win in that city in, oh my God, what is it, like 30, 40, 50 years since the Twins were the last ones to win it in the 90s. Vikings have been close, but nowhere near. And then the Twins I don't even think we've been to the playoffs in forever.
Well, the Timberwolves are 11-3 coming off a loss this season, so that might be beneficial.
And we know the playoff, like I said, playoff ball is a totally different
situation. True. Yeah, it's a huge difference, yeah.
And... You know, matter of fact, didn't Anthony Edwards, did he get hurt on the last game? Like he was, am I confusing him with Jimmy Butler on the East?
Well, we'll talk about that later,
but I thought he got hurt too, though. Anyway, as for them to win the finals championship, Timberwolves are currently not even really in the top five. They're at plus 2,400. Meanwhile, the Celtics are still at 135 and the Nuggets are at plus 300. To say that the Nuggets are second favorited, and they're at +300 is absolutely insane. Disgusting.
It's only +300?
+300.
My gosh.
Yeah. For back-to-back, you would think it would be more than that, right? Yeah. But yeah, +300 compared to a Boston Celtics at +135. Boston is ridiculous. So that'll bring us and segue us into the Eastern Conference that we're talking about. So we have, as we talked earlier, we got Kevin. Chicago, baby. Let's go. Caruso, my guy.
Oh, my goodness. So
they play the Heat. Heat are favored currently right now at at 1.5 points. And they are without Jimmy Butler. And their money line is at -120. To give those guys that big of a favorite at -120 in a playoff play-in situation against Chicago, which I think has, again, chemistry. They have the chemistry built up without your star player. That's crazy to me. What do you think, Kev? What are your thoughts? They're your squad, man. So
I was actually able to watch a Bulls game for the first time in a long time, which was nice. If the Bulls start off the way they did last game, they're just going to dominate them. They're going to smoke them just like they did the Hawks, especially without Jimmy Butler. But Miami can play some D. But I got to go with my hometown team, even though I didn't really want them in this situation, but I would like to see them in a nice seven-game series.
Why would you not want him in the playoff situation? You don't want your team to do good?
I wanted a lottery pick.
Well, you made the playoffs, so it's a little too late for that.
Well, I know that. The damn playing games. But I'm going to ride with it. I just haven't seen him play in a while, so it kind of changed my mind. I got a little excited the other night when I was watching him. And the Bulls are actually one of my picks for today, so I'm just going to give that out right now.
The Bulls are 5-1 coming off, or 5-1 as marginal underdogs coming off a win. So, not bad.
Yeah, they're going off at what, +1.5?
Also, I think what helps the Bulls is they play as a team. They don't have just one guy to rely on. Like the Warriors, it was all Steph Curry. So if the team stops Steph Curry, you stop the Warriors. Like Kobe White could go off, DeMar DeRozan could go off.
Yeah, Bulls,
whatever, however you say the center's name. Yeah, he's had good games too. He's a double-double monster. Mm-hmm. So you have like good players to build around. For sure.
Absolutely. You got Caruso coming off. I'm telling you, I'm a big Caruso fan. Oh, I love Caruso.
He's hurt.
Is he?
Yeah, he like sprained his ankle last game.
Oh, is he out then for
Caruso's playing? He's not.
He's
like,
expected to play.
What's his face?
Oh. Yeah, he's expected to play.
I just saw he like rolled his ankle or he stepped on someone. Like, I didn't know if he was playing.
Like Kev said, throw some cortisone on that bad boy and call it good. Wrap it up. You're good, baby. Again, great six man coming off the bench like that, right? So,
and you know who's kind of helping your team out a lot off the bench is Andre Drummond.
Oh, yeah.
He puts in some good minutes.
Oh, yeah. He's a space filler.
Yeah.
You can't go into the paint with
and
him.
A rebound monster, for sure.
Yeah. So, Kevin, I think that your Bulls, I think they take care of business. Again, I'll talk more a little bit later on my guarantees as well, but I think they take care of business ultimately. What else do we have? The East. I mean, the East is just so boring.
Bums. They're just a bunch of bums.
They are, though. Like I said, like to be Boston and be favored to win the whole thing at +135, that speaks tremendous volumes about your conference.
Do you think Philly would make a run with Joel? They got a solid team.
I don't think it's their year. If I were to take anyone, I'd take the Knicks.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's not going to happen, but if there's anyone to beat the Celtics, I feel like it's going to be the Knicks. And kind of a dark horse would be the Cavs. I like the Cavs a lot, too.
I think we are all on board with the Cavs, too. I think we all like those guys. What is the Magic even doing in this situation?
They're not bad. They're like the Bulls. They're exactly like the Bulls, except they're younger, way younger.
Yeah, I don't like, that's a weird matchup. I mean, again, and they're favored -198 for that game, and Magic is +166. Yeah, I would definitely say that Cavaliers would be my, see, I don't know. The Sixers, 76ers, I think they can make a deep run too.
I do
like,
too.
You know, and they've proven themselves that they can make that deep run. Joel Embiid, you know, hopefully, you know, that would be sick if we saw them, if the Nuggets saw them in the finals. That would be awesome.
That would be good though, just because, you know.
He probably wouldn't show.
That. This is just a wild nerd. Like, you wouldn't play the away games?
Probably wouldn't even play. Probably even play, which is crazy talk. And, you know, I said bums out there. So,
It would be hilarious, though. He doesn't play until game, like, it goes to game 7 in the finals. And then, obviously, since the Nuggets are the higher seed, they would have the home court. And then, like, Joel Embiid would have to play. And the first time he plays in, what, like, 3 years against Jokic?
And can you
game 7?
Can you imagine?
Insane.
Oh, man. The atmosphere would be bonkers, dude. Just absolutely nuts. Like,
I just want to see it. I just want to see the drama that I feel like is there, but not really there.
No, it's only on our side because you know, the Nuggets are on our fan side. We're the only ones that are like really making a big deal out of it, which it should be because, again, you know, at one point they were talking about him and Jokic becoming, you know, why is Jokic the MVP over Embiid? And it's like, well, dude, the guy doesn't want to play. He don't want to play best on best. So that's all telling right there. Like, get out of here. So, yeah, ridiculous, man. The East is poverty, as Riley likes to say.
Charity program.
So, Gilly, who is your pick? Who is your pick to play the Nuggets in the finals?
I mean, you can't you can't deny that it's going to be Boston, right? Because we talked about it last episode. I think that they have the easiest road. Like, they're dominating.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. They're about to play the Bulls, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't. I don't see them. If the Bulls end up making it, I don't see them winning and beating that game. I mean, maybe. And you know what? We haven't talked about the Bucks though. Like, what are the do we just not think that Damian Lillard is him over there anymore? I mean, he hasn't really done I think much, but is he just the chemistry thing? Kind of like the victory in the Phoenix.
I'd say so.
Honestly, it kind of reminds me of like they're like in like off season, in my opinion, like. They don't even, like, know each other, really. So they're just kind of, like, cruising, practicing.
Yeah.
It just really, like, something's not right about the Bucks. They're just giving me weird vibes.
It's like they don't want to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, they just, I think they want to be in offseason right now. They're just chilling. And, like, they'd probably be better if they had an offseason. Because, I mean.
I hope you're wrong. That's my pick to go to the finals out of the East.
The Bucks?
Yeah.
Oh, they'd probably find their way. But, like, it's just. I don't know. The Bucks are weird.
So on the West, do you pick the Nuggets in? Are we in all solidarity that the Nuggets are going to win except for Riley?
I was about to say, are you crazy? Heck no.
So
the Nuggets are going to sweep the Lakers. That's just my hot take
that's
real
a
quick.
Bold
but,
claim.
Wow.
Again, back-to-back years?
Listen,
I agree with you just from my pure fan standpoint.
That's where I'm at, too.
But you got to get. I think you give them one. How do you not? Let's say if the Nuggets sweep them again. Oh, man, that would be the sweetest thing ever, considering the Lakers have been, like, the bane of the Nuggets' existence prior to last year and the year before. Like, that would be the best thing for the Nuggets fans, for them us to sweep them back-to-back, especially considering the fact that still the media still doesn't... I can go on a rant for days. They still are not giving the Nuggets the benefit of the doubt. They're still doubting the Nuggets. You still have Stephen A. Smith, who didn't vote Jokic as MVP. You have... what's his name? Not Crybaby. What's the other one? What's his name?
God, there's so many NBA analysts here, dude. You gotta be more specific.
And they're all hot take specialists.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
That's their job is to have hot takes.
Yeah. Perkins, Kendrick Perkins. And I'm like, and these are the only two that didn't vote Jokic. They voted, Shai Alexander, I believe, right?
Okay. Shai Alexander is pretty good, though.
Yeah, but...
He's got to earn his keep.
Not
still.
Over Jokic, right? I would take a dude out of Dallas before him.
True. Luka.
Oh, Luka. Yeah. Doncic, yeah.
Well, speaking of just Denver, and things are good right now. So, also on the other side, in the same arena, but on the other side of the... I don't even know what you want to call it. Locker room. We have the Avs. The Avs are currently sitting, what, fourth favorite right now to win the NHL?
Yep, they're third in the West, fourth favorite to win.
Yeah, fourth favorite to win at plus 700. The Hurricanes are plus 650, so they're the favorite. But the Panthers, Oilers, and Avs are all tied at plus 700. But the Avs get that number four mark.
Correct. They have also, go ahead.
I was going to touch on, I was like, could we have our first dual sport MVP with Jokic and MacKinnon as MVPs?
MacKinnon should get it.
He has been on fire.
Yeah, the NHL is very, I don't know, the MVP has gone weird the last couple of years. It's more like politics, but MacKinnon definitely deserves it. I think he broke the franchise record for points in one season, which is incredible. Yeah, that's insane.
I think as of last night, he did.
Yeah, that
he
man's
is
crazy.
Currently the second favorite to win their MVP, or the Conn Smithy.
Who was the first one?
No, I'm just saying like the actual trophy name.
Connor McDavid.
It's like the Conn Smithy trophy, but Connor McDavid is the favorite at plus 1,000 and then Nathan MacKinnon at plus 1,200, which is really insane. That those are long odds for an MVP right now. So I don't know if they really know who they want.
Dude, that's a good sprinkle. You could probably, because would you assume that it would be probably one of the top two? Like, I mean.
That's the thing though.
Well, you could touch the top four and everyone is plus 1,000 and longer.
Yeah. You'd be making...
I like it.
Yeah, you'd be making money on no matter who you pick.
Right? Like, I feel like it's got to be one of these top four.
Yeah.
I would narrow down to top three and max my units out. Shesterkin, MacKinnon, and McDavid. That's actually... Yeah, that's not bad at all.
I kind of like that, but...
I might do that. Yeah. I didn't even know. I didn't even look at that, to be completely honest.
Yeah, that's not a way to kind of hedge yourself out a little bit, right? Like you said, it's top three, and then you have Gunsel at number four at plus 2,500. So, yeah, that's actually not a bad...
But to be fair, though, I would do it after the playoffs because these playoffs play huge. I actually, when do they pick it? Do they pick it now or after?
I guess I maybe remember. You might know. I'm not well-versed on the NHL MVP. That technically does... the postseason factor into the MVP play because like the NBA and like NFL, it doesn't, or it shouldn't with like giant air quotes.
I actually have no idea. I'm going to be completely honest.
I feel like it's probably very similar that the postseason play doesn't or shouldn't impact their actual like MVP stat lines. So I don't know.
So they do it last year. They did it on May 9th. So they do it after the playoffs.
So it probably does have an impact.
It has to. There's no
way. They may not announce it till after the playoffs when they do all the ceremony stuff, though.
That's what I was saying. They announced it May 9th last year after the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's no way they can just ignore it and just do it off the regular season.
I don't know. It's very interesting because, like, I mean, if you look at, like, the NFL, like, it's the night before the Super Bowl, they announce the MVP. And, I mean... sometimes it's somebody who's in the Super Bowl, and sometimes it's somebody who got popped in the first round. So,
well, anyways, I don't think the Avs, I mean, it's going to be interesting, hard first round for them. They got the Jets. They're 0-3 against them, 7-0, 6-2, 4-2. And it's at the Jets' first two games. This is going to be a very interesting series. Hopefully they pull it out, because I would love to see... as much as I hate the Nuggets and want the Timberwolves to win, I don't think... when's the last time a city has won two championships and two major four sports in 1 year?
I think Tampa. Tampa or Boston?
Tampa.
Tampa with the Lightning and the Buccaneers when they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, you're right. I don't...
because the Lightning went on like a... they were going for that three-peat.
Correct. Yeah. I can't remember if they won it that year, though. It would have been that... no, they won Boston.
It
that...
I'm pretty sure they won it that year. They won the next year, and then they lost that following year to the Avs.
Yeah.
So...
and then another one would have been Boston Bruins and New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. That definitely was probably the last one. But, yeah. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I mean... it's going to be a high-powered game. You got two amazing offenses. The Avs' defense is just really lacking.
Yeah, the line at right now for the first game on Sunday is minus 110 for both. So both teams are money lined at minus 110. And Winnipeg is favored by -1.5 for that game. So, but that's plus 225. So, the books are thinking it's going to be a close game, which as it probably should be.
But can the Jets beat them four times in a row? That just seems highly unlikely to beat the same team four times in a row.
Got to go to game seven, right?
No, I'm saying like in the regular season, the Jets have beaten them all three times they played, all by multiple goals. Huh.
And you know as well as I do, hockey is super like, I don't say fickle, but it's like, yeah, you're right. Like, what's the probability of that, of them sweeping them into the postseason?
Especially no way. Playoff hockey is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, they go all out every game. I mean, they have to, but it's just, it's a whole different ball game when it comes to playoff hockey. Every game is amazing to watch, but.
Yeah, I love it, man. I think it's going to be super exciting. And the Avalanche, if they can get past Winnipeg, right, you would think, I wouldn't say it's easy sailing at that point, but I feel like if they can beat Winnipeg and get over that hump because they didn't beat them all season, I think they would roll that momentum over into the rest of the playoffs.
Oh, for sure. And they have that experience. They know how to navigate the whole playoffs.
So then in the other side, the Coyotes, Arizona Coyotes are leaving. They have been sold to Utah, which the same owners that own the Jazz purchased them. So they are going to be playing, I think, in the same arena. They're probably going to build them a new arena, maybe.
For the first season, at least, they're going to be playing in the same one. Team colors and team name is to be announced.
Yeah, so I heard. So they're not 100% sure if they're going to keep the same color. Well, they can.
They can't. Right? They're keeping the Coyotes and colors with Arizona. They want it to die at Arizona. So they're going to give them a new name and everything, which is a common thing in the NHL. You usually don't see a team name transferring to the new city.
Well, it's like the Seattle Supersonics. Like you just, I don't know, you leave the history where it's at. You don't try to like move it, I guess.
Exactly.
Opinion. Yeah. But that's the NFL is notorious for like taking the history with them. So yeah, it goes both ways.
Well, good riddance, Arizona Coyotes.
Well, did you see that? So before we take our quick break, like Arizona, like I didn't realize that. That owner he's like one of the worst owners in all of like professional sports. He's making the players pay for their own rooms. Do you see that?
Like all pro sports or just the Coyotes?
Just the Coyotes.
That's terrible.
Like That's what? Insane. Like, minor I know they make a lot of money, but like, bro, it's,
yeah,
buy them a room at the Marriott. Like, it ain't that expensive.
I've never seen that.
Does anyone even show up in Phoenix for hockey games?
They were really not really good. They were like decent for 4 years straight back in like 2010 to 2014, and they would sell out. It's just they've been bad for like. It's the same thing with the A's. I hate this. When teams get bad, they just go to a different city. Like, that should not be how it goes. But it's how pro sports are turning on. It's all about money.
You know why they're leaving? It's too expensive to keep that AC on, keep that ice fresh.
Yeah, I know.
So, and you know, that's why they're leaving. It's too hot in Arizona for that ice.
And their arena was so bad, they had to start playing their home games at the college. They were playing at ASU this season, which is insanely bad.
Yeah, and if you don't give the teams what they want, they leave. Yeah. So, but other than that, let's take a quick break and we'll jump back with our bets for the week.
Guys. Listeners, everybody, if you've been paying attention to one thing that we've been saying this entire time across all the Ameristar channels, okay, we have, Caleb, our 500,000 super progressive drawing still going on. That's going on through the entire year, mind you, but the progressive has not hit yet. Caleb, tell the people what they want to know. What's the amount that we have going on and what are the drawings like?
All right, Gilbert, you're definitely right. That progressive amount has not hit. So we call winners every 30 minutes for a shot for them to pick from our super progressive board. On that board, there is currently a $40,000 Penn slot plate prize. If that prize does not go out on April 26th, it's going to roll over to May and it's going to be worth $50,000. So we're going to see if we can give away that 40 grand. If not, it's going to increase a little bit. But everybody's been earning entries from April 1st all the way up till Friday, April 26th. We do those drawings from 7 to 9 every 30 minutes. All you need is a pen play card. Other than that, best of luck to everybody.
And welcome back, folks. So, listen, I always let everybody know, give you guys a heads up that we have right now, because there's a lot of background noise going on here. Usually it's Kevin breathing. Usually it's some music going on from Riley's ringtones. But we actually have the Long Live Tattoo Festival going on right now outside of where we record. You know, those guys get rowdy. So I just want to give everybody a heads up that's what's going on. There's outside factors we can't control here. So I'm sorry about that. Riley, you apologize?
I'm sorry for something I can't control.
Correct. Thank you. Okay. Let's go, baby. It's money making time, people. You know what time it is. Okay. Can I get some? Not the Brink truck. Don't do the Brink truck.
Who's
do
going
that.
First?
Didn't you do a cash bag? Did you have a cash bag?
I do, but who's going first?
You, baby.
Me.
Hit it.
Oh, I get to go first. It's. Well, I already forgot my.
Riley's Riders, baby.
What is that from, like, the 1950s? Like. Black and white films.
I just got a non-copyrighted thing I could use, and it's horses running. I don't know.
They didn't have copyright back in those
Riders,
days.
Riders, what do we got, baby? Give us some money, man. Give us some picks. Give us some good NHL picks. I know you got them.
I do. I got three for sure winners. First one, we got a parlay with the Carolina Hurricanes money line, Maple Leafs and Boston Bruins over 5.5 total goals. That equals plus 158 odds. The Hurricanes are 20-11 at home in the playoffs in the last 5 years. In this season, they've been dominant at home, and the Islanders are one of the worst teams. They are the worst team in the playoffs with the worst record. And I just don't see how the Carolina Hurricanes don't kill them this game. I would take the minus 1.5, but just to be safe, I'm going to take the money line. And then, they're 18-17 away this season and 13-14 in away games in the playoffs in the last 5 years. And the Maple Leafs and Boston Bruins, two high-powered offenses. Don't see how this doesn't go over 5.5 goals. It's not going to be a low-scoring game. It's the first game of playoffs. They're going to be juiced, ready to go. It is at Boston, so that will be interesting just because Boston does play really good at home, but I think the Maple Leafs finally turn a leaf this season. No pun intended.
Good one.
Austin nice. Matthews is going to get that hat trick again. Next pick, going to soccer. We have Aston Villa money line against Bournemouth, minus 120. Aston Villa are 11-2-3 at home this season. They do not lose at home. And they're playing a very iffy Bournemouth team. Pretty mid-table this season. They're 5-3-7 in away games. They did tie 2-2 earlier this season in December. But I just, the odds are too good. Like minus 120, I'm taking that 100%.
You said, let me talk about it. You said mid-table. Is that a term? What's mid-table?
So the way soccer works, it's a table system. The top team obviously wins. Top four get to go to the Champions League, which is the creme la creme of clubs. The whole Europe club teams play. And if you're in the bottom three, you get relegated to the Championship League and you lose a lot of money. Do I need to inform you after the podcast how this works?
You did. You already did, or like you already gave me a precursor when we initially talked about it because you were telling me like, yeah, this is huge. Like a lot of people do bet soccer, but it's super, like I guess, lucrative, right? So, okay, that makes sense. I was just curious as like mid-table, like what that entailed.
They're like in the middle of the table. Okay. They're like,
and it's yeah, that makes sense.
Mid-table team every year. They don't really, they never have a high chance of winning, never a chance of getting relegated.
He's mid-table, mate.
Okay. That's, that's not, okay. All right, not last one. I am going to go with the Avs game, but I'm kind of too scared to take the Avs straight up. So I'm doing the Avs versus Jets over 5.5 total goals. I just don't see how this is not a high scoring game with the Avs struggling at defense, but have a super high powered offense with McKinnon, McCarr, Taze, and Parisi, who you guys stole from the Wild, but that's okay. And then you got Georgie, the goalie. He is.
Yeah, baby.
No, he's not good this season.
I know, but he's still like he's a staple, right? He's one of our staple guys.
He is, but like the last couple, I think it's the last five games, he's given up 4+ goals. Like that is not good. And he gave up 4 goals in 4 minutes against the Jets at home.
Doing a little rest, before the playoffs come. Georgie will be back in playoff form.
Maybe. I hope so. But anyways, both these offenses are too good for this to not go over 5.5. And those are my. I'm going to say Riley's guarantees, as Gilbert would say.
Whoa. No.
That's copyrighted. Yeah,
thank you, sir. I don't pay you that money.
Nope.
Let's cruise on over to our boy, Kevin, baby. Hearn Daddy. Don't Kevin. Do it. Don't do it.
Do it.
Kevin, we have it.
Kevin said, dude, he wants the pain.
He wants
Hearn Daddy.
Oh, hi. Thanks for checking in. I'm still a piece of garbage.
That's Kevin. Disclaimer. Disclaimer. It just fit. It fit the tune to Hearn. So, Hearn Daddy, give us what you want, boss man. What do you got, man? Give us some money makers. You said one earlier, but let's reiterate, man. Give us your three picks.
Well, first of all, you've been paying attention to the show. My picks are not garbage.
Oh, okay. The new guy's picks are always garbage. Come on.
That's why I do everything opposite of Riley and just then bring it in the Brinks truck, just like Gilly.
Whoa, you guys need to get your own trademarks, man.
I trademarked you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well,
all right.
He's the boss.
Let the games begin. All right. So we are going to open up. We're going to do two bets on the Bulls. It's not a parlay. They're both straight up. I'm not a big parlay guy. Bulls +1.5, just because they're going to win and they're going to get in and they're going to beat Boston. Going with that.
The +1.5 is a good, it's a solid bet.
Yeah. Kobe White going to go off again tonight, over 20.5 points. Lock that one in. And this is a long-term bet that we have coming on up. Philly in 6 versus the Knicks.
Whoa. What are those odds?
Ooh, in 6?
Don't know. I'm just going to do it.
Okay.
I don't pay attention to the odds. It sways my decision on how much I'm going to put on it and all that. It's just kind of like I'm just going to bet.
Even if something's like -500, you're like, yeah, I'll take that. You make no money.
I don't look at those bets. This is not going to be -500. This will probably be either plus. It'll be plus money.
Philly in 6, you're looking at +380. That's the current.
Wow, I thought that would be higher.
4-2, right? So if it's 4-2, Philly, right? That's 6. So Philly coming in at 4-2, that's +380, which isn't bad. I think Philly makes a deep run, man. I don't think the Knicks, I don't think they have it in them to make that deeper run than the Sixers do. Again, Embiid is still Embiid. He's still going to do what he does, though I don't like him. I think he's still a good player, and I think they gel better than the Knicks. So, yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I think that – I don't know about the whole in 6, but I think they win the series, which is -105 right now. So
they're favorite.
Well, not really. Technically, the Knicks are because they're -115.
Okay.
So they're both – it can go either way. That's why I like that bet because it can go either way. And but, again, the Knicks have the juice. So, all right, Kev. I like that, man. Anything else? Any other wild card bets you got for us or no?
No. Wait till next week.
I love it. Till next week.
All right.
All right, baby. Drains, dimes. Let's go. Give us something. Come on now. That's so sick. Let's go, Drains. What do you got, baby?
So I'm going to jump around and we're going to touch 4 bets this time with 4 different sports. Ooh. So we are going to start tonight with the Diamondbacks versus the Giants. Blake Snell is pitching. Blake Snell is, I'm not going to say it, arguably one of their better pitchers, probably their best pitcher. His over-under on strikeouts is 5.5. And if that boy pitches 4+ innings, I think 5.5 is easy money for him. And that's at -155. So I'm going to touch there first on baseball. And then we're going to jump to the NBA. I'm going to do Lakers at the Nuggets. I'm going to take the Nuggets -7. I am big on the Nuggets this matchup. I borderline want to go with the sweep. I know we kind of talked about it earlier, but I like the Nuggets -7. I think it's going to be that first game is going to be electric, and it's going to be very hard for the Lakers to play. And then for my third bet, we are going to jump to golf. We have the RBC Heritage tournament going on, and I'm going to go way deep into the bucket. And Will Zalatoris at +190 to be in the top 20. So
to be in the top 20, that's a good bet.
I like Zalatoris, and he's kind of like projected to be around that like 15th to 20th spot. So
he's in 27th right now.
Ooh.
At 4 under, but we still got 2 days.
Yeah, we still got 2 days. But I mean, I like the plus odds. So, and I feel like Zalatoris kind of let me down in the Masters. So I'm gonna kind of go back to him, and this is his redemption shot. So
he pulled it off for me in
the one time that we get somebody like Will Zalatoris to listen. Don't let me down.
Yeah, I mean, I like you. Yes,
and then for my fourth bet, just because I felt a little inspired, we were talking about it, we're going to the NHL, and I'm taking Nathan MacKinnon to be the MVP at +1200. That is a huge line, and I like it. I just feel like how could you just avoid that? All of them are all plus, like 1,000 plus odds, but Nathan MacKinnon, I feel like he well deserves this, and also partially biased because, you know, everybody's kind of an Avs fan out here, but I'm riding with Nathan MacKinnon to win that MVP.
Including Riley. Riley has an Avs jersey. So
second,
I'm sorry, an Avs sweater.
Hey, the Wild are first, but I do love the Avs. Not gonna lie. Even though they're our biggest rival, which is kind of sad for us to say. Other than the Blackhawks. Blackhawks are our biggest rival.
I'm done with you, Riley.
I'm just done with me.
You only can have one favorite team. You can't be like 1, 2, 3. You can just say you like them.
I do like them, but I'm still going to cheer for the Wild every time they play.
Disappointed in you.
Game on, Wayne.
Okay. It's Bedard. I don't think that's how you say his name. Is he going to win Rookie of the Year?
I have no idea.
Wow. You don't even know about your own team.
I just
Caleb.
I just like to talk smack.
With all that banter, I think it's time for us to start backing it up.
Oh, man, baby, the sweet, sweet, sweet sound. Do that one more time. Do it one more time for the people.
Oh, my God, you're so corny.
Do it for the people. All right, folks, listen, you waited all show once again for the money makers, okay? This is what Gilly does. Gilly makes money. We take care of the people out here. Now, Kev, you're looking at me like I'm crazy, man, but I got a crazy parlay right now, okay? We're going to do a series parlay in the NBA, okay? We got the Nuggets over the Lakers. We have the Timberwolves over the Suns. We have the Mavericks over the Clippers. We have the Cavs over Orlando. We have the Bucks over the Pacers. Yes, I think they're going to... The Pacers are favored, which is odd to me. I think they're clicking, but they're not going to beat the Bucks. I think the Bucks make it over the first hump. Philly over the Knicks. Okay, that is a 6-team parlay at +2,668. Okay, that is going to be the parlay of all parlays. Sprinkle at least half a unit at these guys, because I'm telling you, you're going to find yourself buying new jet skis by the time it's summer comes around.
Oh my God.
Also, did you just cough during my picks? I need you to mute yourself, sir.
I will cough all because these are all losers. People only need to hear this.
Yeah, right, baby. That's a series winner, man. +2,600. Come on, baby. Get money, get paid. Listen, we're going to cruise on over to the Chicago in the Heat game, Kev, like we had talked earlier and discussed a little bit. Listen, the way this line is looking, I don't trust the Heat to do what they need to do here, especially without Jimmy Butler on the floor. Without Jimmy Butler, I just feel like that's very detrimental to their success. So without him on the floor, the Bulls, you know, they tend to make sure that they take care of business tonight, but also they get in hot streaks. They shoot well over 55%. In close games. So if the Heat manage to keep it somewhat close in late game time situations, Chicago turns it on, right? And with Caruso still playing too, with a little bit of hurt ankle, they're going to take care of business. The money line +104. What is that? Do you think Caruso is going to be the X factor?
What is with you and Caruso, man?
X factor.
Caruso's the man.
X factor.
Is he going to be into the new, what was the guy's name on the Cavs? Number 8, like Dellavedova or something like that?
It was Dellavedova.
Yeah. LeBron, is he going to be the new him?
I'm just saying.
X factor for the Cavs in the playoffs when they won.
Caruso is going to be the X factor tonight. But I'm not going with the points, though, Kev. I'm not scared of a point, man. I ain't scared of that 1.5, baby. I'm going money line. +104. The dogs are barking, buddy. Okay? Get money, get paid, +104. Now, usually I don't do this. Usually I don't do player props, okay? But we're going to roll over to CJ McCollum, okay? Same game. Sacramento Kings, the Pels. I imagine that without Zion playing tonight, McCollum is going, even though he didn't do much on the last game, we talked about it, he got 9 points in the last game. Every game before that, he's averaging mid-20, but the couple games before that, he has 25, 28. I imagine that he's going to have to step it up, and he knows that. This is kind of do or die, right? Over his total points at 24.5, that is plus money, plus 110. There's no way he only scores 9 points again. I think it's going to be a close one, but I think ultimately he gets maybe 26 points to clear that. So CJ McCollum tonight at over 24.5. I don't do player props like that, but tonight I'm feeling it. Let's go. Get money. Get paid. Back to Brink's Truck.
No, that deserves this.
Gilbert, you're outside of your box. You're doing parlays and player props.
Yeah, that's whoa. Those are definitely losses. My gosh.
I'm down units. I'm down units. I gotta switch the strategy. I mean, the trends, if anybody knows betting, which again, that leads me into, again, always make sure that you are betting with a limit, you're gambling responsibly, and you're not playing what you don't have. But I'm telling you right now, whenever the trends change, okay, you gotta follow that, right? Or you have to change what you're doing. And clearly, my trends that I've been playing personally have been letting me down bad. So I gotta go into a new mindset with the playoffs coming up. So, you know, I think it's gonna be, I think it's gonna be good. So for you to dislike my picks, as you know, I always want that.
I will say though, I do like the CJ McCollum one. I would take him or Brandon Ingram over, because now that Zion's out, one of them has to do something. There's no way they both don't do anything. So that'd be worth taking both of them. Not in a parlay, but separate straights.
Let's see. Who did you say?
Brandon Ingram. Their other star.
I know. I don't see him.
I think he's around 20.
He hasn't been good as of late, but he's still like one of their top guys. Him or CJ McCollum or Zion usually.
Yeah, and like I said, CJ, he's going to shoot his, right? The only problem, he was off. He wasn't turned on. He shot 15 times, you know, over 15 times from the field goal line. So I just think things weren't dropping for him.
It's a do or die game too, so that's going to play a part of it.
Yep, and that he's going to be driving a lot more, right? Going to the rack a little bit more. So yeah, that's why I like that one, and especially at plus money, as you know. Like I said, plus money gets money. Guys, do we have anything else to add outside of the money makers that we just presented to you guys?
Ingram's at 20.5.
Okay.
I like that a lot.
I would definitely look into sprinkling a little bit something on that. But we have anything else that's going on? Anything we want to touch base on?
Nope. Just make sure that you follow us behind at the book pod on Instagram or at behindthebook_ on Twitter. That's my last little bit. Does anybody got anything else?
I love it, man. Like I said, make sure you guys tune in next week. We're going to have another special guest joining us. It's going to be the marketing manager from our other sister property, Hollywood Perryville, right outside of Baltimore. John Bosley, right? Is that how you pronounce his last name, Kevin? That's your boy, your guy.
I've been pronouncing Riley's name all wrong all this whole entire time. So he'll correct us when he comes on.
Perfect, man. Well, we're looking forward to having him on to kind of bring some knowledge. He's a big Baltimore Orioles guy, right?
Yeah.
You were saying. So, yeah, we're looking forward to him and Caleb chopping it up with some baseball picks. But again, guys, thank you for always listening. Remember, must be 21 or older to wager. And again, please gamble responsibly. And we will see you guys next week.